Hawaii's legislative session is just past the halfway point. Today, HBR's political reporter Wayne Yoshioka joins us in the studio with a check on how some of the more controversial bills are faring. Morning, Wayne.
Good morning. Well, we have House Bill 2739, which is Our Care, Our Choice bill. It's really evolved from a death with dignity and medical aid in dying. And, you know, this year is really different for the death with dignity bill because a lot of things have changed. Number one, that we have a new House Speaker, John Mizuno and Della Albalati flip-flop positions. Della Albalati is now the majority leader, and John Mizuno was the Health and Human Services Committee Chair. And that made a big difference in how the bill was presented to the House. As majority leader, Della Albalati could go down to the House and poll all of the members and say, you know, how do you stand on this bill? And John Mizuno, who was passionate, he wanted to hear the bill early in the session, but Della Albalati said, you know, you got to wait. Let's wait. Let's get all of the safeguards in place. Let's get the medical doctors in there. Let's get Scott Nishimoto with his Judiciary Committee on board. And they really waited until 1 week before the first crossover to have their public hearing. They had the public hearing, and it really passed the House with a relatively good margin. So I think that bill is gaining traction. I think the Senate, Commerce, Consumer Protection, and Health Committee will pass it today, and it should sail right through. It's a clean bill. It can be passed right there on the floor by the Senate. So I think we're poised to see this pass this session.
Right, so it could go quickly then as far as a floor vote on the Senate.
Right, it could go as long as they don't make any amendments. And I think the safeguards, the way they are, having a medical doctor in place, having counseling, having a criminal sanctions if you break any of the rules, I think all of those safeguards for the opponents of death with dignity, I think they believe that that's the best they're going to get. And even the people who support that bill realize that, you know, this is a compromise. Nobody's going to be happy, but this is the best that we can probably do on this issue.
And then we both covered this issue over the decades, you know, and every session it always seemed to be, oh, well, no, not this year. There are other things, rail, same-sex marriage. And somehow this year things are just kind of moving.
Right, and it evolved. It was first a morality, religious argument. Then it went into the medical debate of having doctors have to do this for patients. And then it evolved into civil liberties. Give people a choice. For all of you who believe that this is a religious issue, you can opt out. You don't have to participate. For all you medical doctors who don't want to do this, you don't have to do this. You can opt out. Just give the people who want this as an alternative, give them a choice. And I think it was a civil liberties argument that finally won over most of the opponents.
Interesting. And then what about Airbnb? I know there was lots of discussion about, you know, are we going to have the millions, at the end of the day? And the Council of Revenues met this week, and they've upped their forecast. So, you know, what gives on that?
Well, the IGE administration counted $33 million that they were going to get from Airbnb tax collections. That didn't happen. They were really strapped because employee retirement system and the health fund is now mandatory. They have to put money in there. And it's near to like $1 billion that they need to make up. And without the Airbnb $33 million, they were kind of strapped. But then the Council on Revenues went in and said, ta-da, here we are, 5.3%, you know, an increase of 0.8%, $50 million more. So now the general fund collections are projected to be $6.65 billion. So that gives them a little break, but there's still a lot of funding that must happen, especially with the employee retirement system and the health fund.
Right, the unfunded liabilities. And I understand also that the Finance Committee gave the nod to upping the money, the TAT money for the neighbor island counties, but not for Honolulu.
That's true. As part of the rail transit settlement during the special session, they upped it from $93 million to $103 million. So they gave a lot of money to all the counties, but, well, Honolulu, they also dissed them in terms of they were supposed to raise $2.4 billion, and they said, no, we'll give you $2 billion, and you make up the $444 million. And now Mayor Kirk Caldwell has a bill in for a $44 million bond sale, and the whole city council is now being reshuffled. So that's going to be a hard road for Mayor Caldwell because, you know, with Ron Minor as the chair, with the Joy Manahan as the budget chair, I mean, it was almost a shoo-in that he was going to get that $44 million. Now with Ernie Martin there, with Kimberly Pine, hopefully she'll get the budget committee. And we have Trevor Ozawa and Ann Kobayashi, anti-rail from the start. Mayor Caldwell is going to have a very hard time funding that $44 million.
Right. And the meeting on Monday, we'll talk about that reorganization resolution. It's going to be a pretty rough few weeks, I think, for the mayor.
I think it will be. He's facing an uphill battle. He's got to fund that. And on the other side, though, you have all these council members that are coming up for re-election. We have Ernie Martin, who's going to run for the 1st Congressional District. We have Trevor Ozawa and Carol Fukunaga, who are running for re-election. So it's going to be a really, I mean, what do they need to get re-elected? And I think it's going to be, we're going to have to be the checks and balances of the Caldwell administration. We cannot be a rubber stamp.
Right, and they've got challengers already off and running, mm-hmm. so they see that the competition. But also then there are thoughts about, okay, is Kim Pine running for mayor, you know, in Ikaika?
Well, in 2020, I'm sure they're going to run. But, you know, without Ikaika Anderson having a committee of substance, you know, he's going to have a hard time trying to make his pitch for the mayor. I think Kimberly Pine, if she gets the budget, you know, she's always been portrayed as a sort of a soft, you know, not really hard on the numbers, not really hard on the budget. But I think if she gets the budget, she will become a player and, you know, run the whole gamut of finances for the city.
Right. And she is a pro-rail supporter, so it will be interesting to see how that all shakes out at the end, if she wants rail for her district.
And if she wants mayor.
Right, that's true. Okay. All right. Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you.
That was Wayne Yoshioka, HPR's political reporter, helping us track important bills at both the state capitol and city hall.